Hey boo, this is your host Ruby Michelle. Welcome to Gym Talk, your safe space for real, raw, and relatable conversations. So hi gems, I hope you guys are having a beautiful day, morning, whatever time you're listening to this at. Today we have the beautiful Victoria with us, where we'll be talking about the relationship between men and women in society. I met Victoria at an event, like a virtual event actually, in January, and I loved she shared some of her poetry. I love the words that she had to share, and I also follow her content online where she shares her opinion about men in society and women in society. So introduce yourself, girl.
Hi, so I'm Victoria Gravisonda, and just like Ruby Michelle said, I'm a poet, and I've also been making my opinions on feminism. So that's really cool. And I recently just graduated. So,
ooh, congrats.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel to be a graduate?
It definitely feels kind of weird. Like, I feel like I should be getting married and having children.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's hit me yet.
It's okay.
It'll hit me in September.
Yeah. It'll hit at some point, but I hope that you actually did you find anything in your field or and a job in your field or anything of the sort?
So I've been working online remotely since September. Yeah. But it's only part-time, so I'm hoping to keep working remotely but
full-time. Nice. Yeah, remote work is actually beautiful. I love it so much.
I can't even imagine like getting up and choosing an outfit and leaving the
right
house to go do my job. Like,
I love being in the comfort of my home.
Definitely.
But just to tell you guys why I wanted to do this episode, I saw a TikTok where Victoria was sharing her thoughts about men, basically a lot of things that men do has to do with satisfying themselves and not even thinking about what satisfies the woman. And personally, I feel like that's very true because I've been through a lot of situations where it's been like that. But what inspired you to make that video?
I think something that definitely inspired me to make that video is just thinking generally about the male gaze. Mm-hmm. So just looking at how most of the movies we watch, most of the shows we watch are directed by men, mm-hmm. and how men always set the standard for like what is expected in society from both men and women. And I was thinking about how I like characters in books that I'm drawn to are always written by women. And I just think like women, when they're writing men, like they make them so complex, they make them flawed, they make them beautiful and like in touch with their emotions. And I was like, you never see a man portraying other men this way, especially like book fandoms. Like they're full of women who like are obsessed with these fictional men. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking of like on the flip side, like when men are obsessed with fictional women, like most of the times she's like very busty, like it's like kind of what you would expect to see in a man made for men kind of media, if that makes sense. And then I wanted to apply that to like the dating world, because I think women are always taught like, this is what's appealing to men. But then men are never taught like, if you take a picture like this, women are going to find you attractive. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like men don't have conversations like that the way that women do.
That's very true. And I can back up on that, because especially me when I was younger, even losing my virginity or like taking part into like a sexual activities with my partner and such things, that was even stepping into that journey was to please that person. I was never taught to actually think like I'm meant to be pleased too, you know. I don't even think I've ever had an actual orgasm, which is very crazy to me, because men, their goal is to go crazy, like get that orgasm and be relieved after that and such things. But you never think like, is my woman feeling that way? Is mm-hmm. my woman feeling safe? Is my woman feeling pleasured? And especially in the movies too, all you see is that what the girl has to do for the guy to be pleasured, what the girl has to do for her to be accepted in that man's world. And I find that very, very sad, because especially me being at my, I'm 22 now, and I'm like, okay, now I want someone to come in my life and please me and do everything that I've been doing ever since I started dating and such things. But it's really hard because I feel like you can't change someone's education, you know?
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And even just thinking more about like female pleasure and everything, like there's this Netflix show called like Explained, I think, and they explained the female orgasm. Mm-hmm. And there were these professional women who were talking about how the female orgasm is like one of the most least explored topics. Like people just haven't done that much science into it. Like even like the clitoris, like the clitoris. There's new research coming out about the clitoris, like from 2005 onward. But like,
wow,
like this topic of female pleasure is like so taboo. And like, even in sex education, like we didn't learn like that women masturbate. We didn't learn about female pleasure at all. Like we are constantly taught that sex is something that happens to us instead of something that we engage in. And I think all of that just contributes to like rape culture and to women just settling for less all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is very true. I see women all around me settling for less, and I've seen women in my family settling for less, and I feel like it was easier for me to settle for less because I witnessed all of that. I didn't witness someone actually saying, no, I'm putting my foot down, this is what I want as a woman, and if you don't bring it to me, I don't want you. It was always like, especially coming from an immigrant family, as a woman, you're expected to cater to the man, and the man can just do whatever he wants. And I feel like I don't even want my little sister to be dealing with that. I don't want my daughter, if I ever have one, to be dealing with that. And it's for any woman that's listening to this, like, you guys actually deserve the best of the best. Just to put you in perspective, like recently in Montreal, there's been this outbreak, whatever it's called, where men in Montreal have made a group chat sharing their thoughts about specific women in bed or such things, and sharing the women's explicit pictures. Sorry. And a lot of the people in Montreal like were like, what the hell is going on? Why would you ever do that? Why would you have a group chat and share intimate conversations or intimate pictures that someone didn't give you consent to be shared with someone else? And then they made a Clubhouse event to speak about it as a whole. And there were men and women on the stage. That conversation really triggered me, because even if this girl read the law and said that it is illegal to be doing to be sharing someone's consent with someone's stuff without their consent, and then the men were getting mad at the women that were speaking, that were trying to defend the other woman, because they were like, at the end of the day, if you share a picture, no matter if it's on OnlyFans or not, if it's on the public web, then we have the right to be sharing it. You shouldn't expect anything else. And I feel like in a lot of these situations, men victimize themselves because we allow them to be a victim in all of those situations. And we never allow the woman to actually take in, yes, I am a victim. That's why a lot of situations where women are taking advantage of, they don't realize they've been taken advantage of. Sorry. They think like, okay, this is normal, but it's not normal. And after that conversation, I used to be very, very shy talking about those type of topics. But I'm like, bro, this needs to be talked about, because men actually do not understand what is actually going on in front of them. You know, if someone's not give you consent to share anything, even if it's like a story that the person shared with you, why are you victimizing yourself for something that you've done to someone else?
Exactly. And I think like, men and the way that the patriarchy is set up, like we never expect men to take accountability for their own actions. Like it's always placed on women. And like, even just exploring this further and looking at like dress codes and how dress codes disproportionately police women's wardrobes, and how women are told that we need to do X, Y, and Z in order to not be distracting to men. Like we can never just tell men, like, don't look at women with desire when you're in a classroom setting. Like we don't teach them those things. Instead, we just teach women to like take the blame for everything. And I think like just looking at like those small ways from like when we're children, like growing up in a school system, like, and just seeing how we are set up to think this way and set up to like be victims in a society that is going to blame us as a perpetrator. Like it's chilling and it's hard, like being a young adult especially, and like seeing my friends like who have babies and who have like baby girls and baby boys and stuff. I'm like, how can we raise them to be better? And like, and it's more than just raising them to be better. It's like, how can I make sure that their school system doesn't do what it did to all of us? And like just creating like a healthier dynamic, like it's so hard to like figure out even where to begin with that, but like it's got to start somewhere.
It really does, because I do believe it's hard too, because it's something that's actually instilled in their brain since they're born. Like men, exactly like you said, the movies, the songs, the music videos, the school, everything. So even I was thinking about it, I'm like, what if I have a son and I have to teach him all these things? At some point my son will be out in the world and will have other people teaching him other things that may be stronger than the education that I gave him. And that's very, very scary. It's very scary to think about, because do we lose hope? Do we keep going? And if we do keep going, where are we going to see progress, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's so challenging. And like being a young adult too, like trying to choose a partner who like is on par with these values, like a partner that you can speak freely about like feminism, about rape culture, about like, especially if you're seeking a male partner, like it's really hard to talk to men about how men hurt other women. I feel like they're taught right, like not taught right away, but their instinct immediately is to just be on the defensive and be like, well, it's not all men, well, it's not X, Y, or Z. So like, yeah, we're in for a ride.
We are. They really do get defensive, and I don't understand why. Even at when the whole Clubhouse thing happened after the event in Montreal, some men were just literally yelling at other women, because they were like, women were explaining their point of view and saying men do this, men do that, and some men were like, okay, but don't keep saying men do this, don't men do that, and they were acting like defensive when the woman wasn't telling you exactly you're the person doing that. In general, as a whole, this is what we see as a society. And they were getting so angry, so triggered. It was the first time in my life where I actually witnessed that. And I was so shocked, because it's like, where is this coming from? Where is the anger towards women coming from? And there was a point this girl made where she was like, at the end of the day, men do have a privilege in society. And it's true. You guys have a privilege. Like you guys, there's certain things that you can do. You don't get judged for. But if a woman does it, she'll get judged for it. She'll get, she'll be bashed, everything. But then if a man does it, it's praised. And then when the girl said that, the guy was like, well, it's a man's world. What do you expect? And then she asked him, okay, but who put you in the world? Like, who gave birth to you? And he was like, okay, but who built this world? Like, who built Clubhouse? Who built the app and such things? Acting like a woman could never, ever do that. But at the end of the day, it's true. A woman puts you on this earth. So if you can't respect that, even if like a man built the house that I'm in right now, that man wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a woman.
And then I think even looking at like the unpaid labor of women, like women essentially feed the world. Mm-hmm. Like without women's labor in like, think about like my mom is a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And like my dad is the breadwinner of the family. Like he provides us with all of the money that our household makes essentially. But I would never say that he works harder than my mom, who is always working. Mm-hmm. And like I think society like doesn't even consider that to be work, but like the unpaid labor of women is essentially what makes this world go around. And like I hate that so much when people are like, oh, you can't say you hate on men because a man is the one who's responsible for all this technology. And it's like, okay, like maybe his name is on it, maybe his like ideas were behind it, but mm-hmm. someone was raising him, someone was nurturing him, someone was doing X, Y, and Z under him to make sure that he could come out on top. Like mm-hmm. it is the unpaid labor of women.
Yeah, that's true. And that unpaid labor is a lot. It takes emotional strength, physical strength, spiritual strength, everything, all types of strength to be raising children, raising a household, helping your partner grow as a person while you're doing all of that, making sure that everything's organized in your life, putting your priorities last because you have other people to feed in your life. That's something that even if a man does go to work every day, that is respected too. But if you can't realize that you doing your 9-to-5 or do you providing for your family is as great as the woman that's actually making sure that everything is good in the house. A home is like something that's very hard to build. A home takes a lot to build. So if that woman has the ability to build a healthy, growing home, that's something that should be celebrated every day. Like, not even only men, but the children that are raised in that home. Everyone should let the woman know, like, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for helping us become the people we are. Because even if, but also, like, people are so focused on money that whoever makes the most money is the most important person in life. Like, people feel more valuable when they make more money. But I'm at a point in life where money actually does not mean anything if you're not okay mentally, if you're not okay emotionally, if you're not actually providing for your community, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Yeah, and like learning that really took a lot for me. So when I witnessed a different mindset in other people, it made me think my whole life, because right now I'm even scared to be dating, because it's like you could be dating someone and next thing you know he has like the wrong mindset when it comes to women, and now you've shared your body with that person. You've shared your mindset with that person. And it's really sad because at the end of the day, he doesn't, even if he does respect you as a person, if he doesn't respect other women, that's really, really crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's so horrifying, like to realize that your partner does not respect women the mm-hmm. way that you thought that he did. And like the way that you just assumed. And I think like, I don't know, like even just thinking about like the people that I've dated in my past, like they would say like outright misogynistic things all the time. And I would just be there like, this is not right, but I don't want to start a fight right now. And then mm-hmm. now it's like, if someone were to ever say that, like even my partner right now, like if he were to say something misogynistic, like I would absolutely call him out on it. And I think we have like a really amazing communication wave that we're always on. So like, mm-hmm. I think we'd be able to like, talk about it, and like he would be able to see like, okay, you're right, I'm being unfair, and like vice versa. But like, wow, like even just thinking of like some of the past comments that I've like let slide from my past partners is like chilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you. But do you believe that you can be in a relationship with someone that is I don't even know how to say it, how do you say it in English?
Misogynistic.
Okay, yeah. If you are dating someone that is misogynistic, do you believe that you can help them grow out of that?
I want to say like maybe, mm-hmm. but like I feel like that's just so much like additional emotional labor, like more emotional labor than I'm willing to put into a relationship, like mm-hmm. and I, like someone who is misogynistic just would not be appealing to me anymore. Like, yeah. If a man is out here like disrespecting women on the internet, like calling women names and like saying unbelievably misogynistic things, like there's no way where I'm gonna be like, oh, I can change him. Like, mm-hmm. no way. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I tried, didn't work out for me. So yeah. But as a woman, do you feel like you're protected or safe in the community that you're in right now? Not as the society as a whole, but the community that you're in right now.
Like what kind of community are you talking about specifically? Like where I'm living geographically?
Your household, your friends, your environment.
I think like my close knit circle of friends, like I think that is definitely such a safe environment. Like my chosen family have mm-hmm. really just shown me in the last year, especially like in lockdown, that the bonds we made are like forever bonds. And just even like now, as I'm talking more about feminism online, like listening to women in my life who I've never spoken about feminism with, who are talking to me and being like, you know what, I agree with you. And like, thank you for creating a safe space to talk about these things. And then even the men in my life who are like, I like what you're doing. Like, you're right, we need to be having these difficult conversations. Like, there, I would definitely feel safe. I think geographically, this is like something really funny that I think really demonstrated like male privilege and what it's like to be a man. I was out walking with my mom and my two sisters, and there was a group of men across the street, and they started like catcalling us. And I was with my mother.
What?
I was with my mother. It was like broad daylight, and we were like laughing because they were like teenage boys. Like they were obviously like high schoolers, but I was like, that's crazy that I can be out and about like with my mom, with my sisters, and still feel a little bit unsafe because of like men, regardless of that. And that same day at like 11 p.m., I was walking around my neighborhood with my boyfriend, and it was dark. Like, I'd never even been outside that late at like by myself, because like I'm a woman, like I'm not gonna go outside late at night, and like nothing, no one approached us. And it was like a more dangerous time. And I was like, this is like, that's man privilege. Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah, they really do have a lot of privilege. And another point that I wanted to talk about is, because I feel like a lot of people need to hear that. When you said in your TikTok video, that one TikTok video where you said that this statistic needs to be explained in another way. Can you, I don't, for the people that didn't listen to it, can you explain more about that?
Yeah, so I was talking about like violence against women statistics and how it's always framed as like 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence in their lifetime, but we never focus on the perpetrator. So I tried to flip the statistic and be like, if 1 in 3 women will experience domestic abuse in their lifetime, is it fair to say that 1 in 3 men are perpetrators of domestic abuse? And I know that that's not the way how statistics work. And like, we can't just flip it and be like, if it's this for women, it has to be this for men. And like, people definitely talked about that in the comments. Like they were discussing like, oh, you can't just flip statistics. But my point is that we need to make statistics like that, where so we can look at male populations and target perpetrators and go from there to talk about prevention. And we need to start targeting prevention towards men, because women have shown like we can cover up, we can text our friends and make sure that we're on our way home safely. Like we can do all of these things to make sure that we're never in a situation that is dangerous, but danger will find us anyway. So we need to start teaching men to not be dangerous.
Exactly. And I feel like they're so against that, and I don't get it. Literally. You know?
And I think it would help everyone. Like I think men would start to understand how they benefit from the patriarchy. I think, and like all those men who are like, oh, not all men, like they'll be able to say with confidence, not all men are like this. And they'll be able to like find those men who do these horrible things. Yeah.
It's so sad to me, because especially with the statistics that literally skyrocketed when it comes to violence against women during the pandemic, and there's not enough happening to help that statistic go down. I feel like we are showing what's happening, but like the events, like all the people that have lost their lives due to that, the people that lost their mental health due to that and such things. But we're talking about all the victims and stuff like that, but how can men change that? How can we do better, especially because there's anger management classes that you can take. There's, I feel like workshops on how to treat a woman would actually help a lot. I feel like workshops, even decoding a woman's body, a woman's how to respect a woman should be very helpful, because it's not taught enough in the women's household, especially in an immigrant family, coming from immigrant families. Like all the men in my family are praised no matter what they do. They could go to jail, and the woman in my family will do the most to take care of them and such things. But as a woman, if I wear shorts to go outside and a crop top, I'm the worst person they've ever met in their life, you know? It's and really
so much like
it's being weird in your household. How do you experience that?
I think like growing up with like my boy cousins and seeing like other Filipino people too, like I was a part of like the Filipino society in Carleton, and just hearing like our very different experiences with like Filipino aunties and like Filipino moms, and like even just like seeing for myself like how much men are babied, and how like, oh my goodness, like my, like one of my cousins like dropped out of school, like did all of these things that are just so taboo, like things that I would never even think to do. And like his sister is the one who is always getting like yelled at and like shunned basically, but then he's allowed to do all of these things. And it's like really disappointing, because like you definitely feel like you're less valuable as a person, you feel like you don't matter as much, and then I think like you inherently start preparing yourself to take care of a man for the rest of your life, which is not what I want to be doing.
That's the thing. I felt crazy because I'm at a point in life where I feel like a man, the same way we're expected to show up as for a man, I feel like a man should show up for me like that before I even try to be that person for him, you know? I feel like I have a lot of like masculine energy, in a sense that I was taught that to be independent, I had no choice but to be independent. I've been making my own money, I've been like doing things for my my own good by myself, but I've been in situations that where even if I was struggling to be independent, because obviously like I'm young and stuff like that, I'm still learning and stuff like that, but I was still taking care of the men in my life, like my partners, taking care of them as though like they were my children. Like, it's really weird to say, but spending money on them, making sure they're good. Literally, one of my exes, I was like, he was very passionate about that one thing. And I love really hard, but I was so in love with him where I actually learned, I would watch YouTube videos, tutorials on how to help him master that passion and make it his way of making money and stuff like that, and help him win in life. But ask me if he ever did that. Ask me if he ever spent money on me. Ask me if he ever made sure like I was actually good mentally, emotionally. No, and that never really happened. I've never really experienced that. And recently I experienced a moment where it was the first time in my life where I felt safe with a man. Like, and I was telling my cousin, if it wasn't for that moment, I think I would have lost a lot of hope, and I think my healing would have taken more time, because the conversation that I had with him, I didn't even have feelings for him, he doesn't have feelings for me, but the conversation and the energy that was exchanged was so, like, I don't know, it was very healing, it was very truthful, and I got to see a mindset that was actually something that I could accept from a man, and that was the first time in my life, like, and I felt so grateful to have experienced that, because now I know not all men are the same, yes, but now I know that I can get the lover or partner that I seek, I can get that partner that will respect me and strive to love me as much as I love him. So I'm at a point where, and I feel like all women should wait to see if a man really will do the most for them before doing the most for that person.
I definitely feel that. And I feel like women are always given like the short ends of relationships. Like we're expected to put up with so much and then expected to be so perfect at the same time. Like, it's very exhausting being in relationships with men who don't understand these like power imbalances.
Yeah, it's really sad. And I really hope as a woman, if you're listening to this, that you actually take the time to get to know yourself and get to know what you accept in a relationship and what you don't. Because when I was younger, I had no business dating when I was 11. So my first relationship lasted so long, but it started when I was 11. So I had to learn things through that relationship that I feel like I should have learned by myself first before having to go through that traumatic or bad negative situation to learn that lesson, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I saw this thing on TikTok too, where it's like talking about like an abundance mindset. Mm-hmm. So instead of like asking yourself, like, am I good enough for this person? Like ask them, like, are they even good enough for me? And I think like setting yourself up to be like the actual center of your world, and like once you've like really grounded in yourself and like realize like this is my life, like mm-hmm. the things in my life need to work for me, and like, but like without being too selfish, if that makes sense. There's always room for compromise, mm-hmm. but like I think realizing that in relationships is so important, because like even in like the talking stage and like just being a single person and dating, like I would always stress about it. I would be like, oh, like what if they don't like that I do this, like am I good enough, like am I pretty enough, am I skinny enough, like all of these like things. And I would be like looking at a guy and it's like he's not even putting as much effort as I am, like I know he doesn't think about these things, like why am I stressing over someone who is not stressing?
Yeah, that's true. That's never ever stress on someone that's not stressing about you. And the same conversation I had with the guy that was like telling me, he's like, honestly, Ruby, I'm a guy and I can tell you, men 9 times out of 10 do not care. If they show you that they don't care, they actually do not care. And he said that never believe a man loves you until you know that that person will literally die for you. And I was like, wow, that's how it works for y'all.
And then I think like, I don't know, it's like so sad even like seeing like some of my close friends like be in relationships with people who are cheaters. Mm. And I'm like, if they're cheating on you now when you are in your 20s, probably looking the best, not the best, but like you are looking the youngest you are ever going to look, like what do you think is going to happen in your relationship after you have a baby and when your body doesn't look the same and mm-hmm. when your hormones are telling you you want different things? Like realistically, like how is this relationship working for you? Mm-hmm. And I think it's so sad because like I think for girls especially, like we're taught like we're hard to love, when in reality I think so many men I know I think are actually hard to love,
like they really are.
It doesn't make any sense, like, and I think like we internalize that so much and then we keep accepting less than what we're worth, and it's mm-hmm. like sad and frustrating.
It is, especially because the whole cheating thing, like I feel like when you open the door and you let things slide, they're just going to keep coming in. You can forgive someone and they can tell you, I'm going to change. But as soon as that loyalty is broken, they might never cheat on you again, but they can definitely be disloyal in other ways because you've accepted that action to happen. And I've been there, done that. And loyalty is something that is not praised enough. I feel like people actually think it's okay to cheat, it's okay to do all this, because you see this celebrity letting things slide, you see your ex that let things slide, so okay, I can do the same with the next, and who cares, they find out, I'll just say sorry, bring her flowers and such things. But I feel like it's really important to take the time to understand, is that person really really sorry, and have you taken the time to heal? Because a lot of time when people are hurt by disloyalty in the relationship, they don't take the time to heal. It's like, okay, I'm gonna miss you, so I want you back in my life, but have I forgiven you, you know?
Literally. And then I think even taking like further steps and like realizing like what is it that made you cheat and think that it was okay. And I think like mm-hmm. when you actually break it down, when men actually explain to you like why they've cheated on you, like it really just comes down to them not viewing women as complex people, which I think is like so sad and like so terrifying. Like even just like thinking back on like my ex and like the excuses he would give me, like, oh, like it was nothing, like they meant nothing to me. I'm like, mm-hmm. how can you have conversations with someone talking about how much you care about them, how much you want them, and then say it's nothing to you? Because you're having these conversations with me. So like, do I also mean nothing to you because you mm-hmm. want it to be that way? Like it's so crazy. And like even like I was joking with my friend about this the other day, like we were talking about how like every single issue in the world can be like the root of it is misogyny or anti-blackness. Mm. And I think that has been like the biggest revelation of my life, like
yeah,
just realizing how racist and sexist society is and how it is always meant to work for white men, essentially.
The actual white man. Oh my gosh. Yes. That is so crazy because I actually never took it in. Whoa. That's crazy. And the other day, my friend's little sister, we were all chilling in the kitchen, and my friend's little sister is like, I can't believe you're working for a white man right now. Like, because she was working remotely. And then I was like, whoa, you're working for a white man. It's true. And actually, like, my goal in life is to have my own business, because I've been saying this ever since I was in high school. I want to show people that they can actually like take the lead in their life, especially women. I aspire to be the proof that it can happen. I aspire to be the proof that you can make your own money as a woman. You can have your own things as a woman. You can make it in life as a woman and not have to cater to any man. But it's actually okay to have a 9-to-5 job or anything of the sort. Like, if that's what you want, and that's okay. But I want you to know that it is possible to have that for yourself too. And then when you have the options, like, you choose the option that you want. But it's so important for women to know that they are the most powerful force in the world.
Exactly. And I feel like, so, like, people really try to deny it, but women make the world go around, and I stand by that. Like, mm-hmm. I absolutely 100% stand by that.
Because even the men, the way they get the little, like, high off of feeling confident and stuff like that is because of women. When rappers or singers have all these women in their music videos, it's to make them make it seem like they are valuable. They are that guy. They can pull women. When men are literally bragging about what they did last night with this girl and that girl, it's to feel good about themselves and to show that image of, like, I am that guy and you cannot, like, mess with me, you know? It always comes down to women. They were being used to be proved that someone is valuable, which is so crazy, but still we are mistreated. Like, you guys actually need us to feel better at some point in your lives, but you mistreat all the women in your life. That is so crazy to me.
Literally makes no sense.
It doesn't. But I really, really, really appreciate this episode. And I feel like, I used to feel like there was no hope for me. Like, I actually thought that I was never gonna heal from my relationship with men. But there is hope. I feel like there is hope. And it all comes down to calling out your friends, calling out the people around you, even your TikToks. I feel like your TikToks helps. It helped me realize that certain things are wrong and certain things are right. So seeing that and actually seeing those reminders helps me be more confident as a woman. So I just wanted to thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And thank you so much for your podcast. I binge listened to it, like, few days ago, and I was like, yeah, this is exactly what I needed, because I feel like I see so many white women talk about, like, self-love and empowerment, and it doesn't resonate with me quite as much, because mm-hmm. I feel like they miss a lot of the non-white part of it, so, like, mm-hmm. a lot of it is, like, not really, like, relatable to me. And then when you asked me to be on your podcast, I was like, oh my goodness, like, I've never even taken the time to listen to your podcast, and then mm-hmm. I actually listened to all of it, and I was like, all of this is relatable. Like, when you talked about moving out on your own mm-hmm. and becoming your own person and, like, figuring out your own stuff, like, by yourself, like, I think that's so relatable. Like, wow.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I love women. I love coming together and speaking and just sharing great energy. Just your compliment, that really, like, it helps. It really, really helps. So I feel also a way that we can be better as a whole is actually, women, we are all that we have in the world. So we need to be more kind. We need to take more time and be more open to getting to know each other and celebrating each other, no matter what it is. Like, even if you don't know the person, you see this woman doing good, like, shout her out or compliment her or just, you know, send her good energy, good vibes. And I feel like that's very beautiful.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Thank you again, Victoria. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day too.
Thank you again for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and let your people know that they don't want to miss this.